88.9 WLRY. We've got a very special guest with us. Trevor with TFK, Thousand Foot Crutch, joining us. Brother, how you doing?
I am well, my friend. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Man, been enjoying your music for years and years. Band's been together, what, more than 20 years now, right?
True story, man. It's crazy when you say it out loud, but man, it's been such a blessing, brother. We're having a blast.
Does it seem like that? Does it seem like 21-some years have gone by?
You know, in some ways, yes, and in other ways, no. I think in the terms of us just, you know, feeling so blessed to get to do this and just, you know, loving what we do and being passionate about it, it doesn't feel like that at all. You know,
yeah.
We feel that heart is the exact same as it was back then. But, yeah, you know, some of the travel and some of the things with family and with kids now and that sort of thing, it definitely gets a little bit more dynamic and a little more complicated. But, no, it's awesome, man. We feel so just honored and blessed to be a small part of what God's doing and through music, and been really cool. The Winter Jam Tour has always been a blessing to be a part of, man. This is our second time on it, actually. Yeah. We were on it in 2014 as well, and it's just a special tour, man. Lots of great people and just such a cool heart of worship across all the genres of bands and music out here, and we love it, man. We love being a part of it.
Now, how do you think your music's changed from, say, the early days, the first album, to the recent one, Exhale?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's kind of had a bit of a natural progression where there's always been, I grew up on hip-hop like 1,000% when I was young, and did a hip-hop record when I was 13 and 16, and then started TFK when I was 17. So there's always been this element of that just kind of urban hip-hop groove in the music and the riffs and when it feels honest, you know, in the rhyming and that sort of thing. But I think, we've always been a rock band first and foremost, and that's kind of, there's always been a lot of melting pot of musical influence and inspirations in each of the records. So for variety's sake, I think each of them have always kind of had a lot of that, you know, a lot of diversity. But we just enjoy it. Like, you know, from the more aggressive side of the band that we're probably more well known for to the lighter stuff that we're, you know, equally means as much to us and we're as proud of. And it's been a lot of fun just kind of each record kind of walking this journey with our audience, man.
Yeah. And anybody that's seen you guys live know that you guys are a great live band. How do you keep the energy up?
Well, thank you, brother. Man, that's one of those things that just doesn't seem to change, man. You know, the older you get, you just... Yeah, it's just adrenaline, and just I think before we go up though too, man, the biggest part is, you know, we get together in prayer, man, and just God just rocks it, man. We get so excited to get up there and just kind of connect with everybody, and it's a pretty, just the energy through that in itself, it just becomes something that it just sends you to 10, you know. So we definitely put 110% out there, and well, we're up there.
What's the difference between playing like a large arena like you do on Winter Jam and some smaller venues? Does the show change at all for you guys?
It can. I mean, as far as what we do as a band on stage, it doesn't. But the dynamic is definitely different. You know, we just finished a really fun in the summer, actually July into August. We did a really fun intimate club tour, just very, you know, 1,500 to 1,000 people. We really wanted to play a bunch of these classic rock clubs and just get face to face with everybody, and it was so fun and so awesome and its own type of energy, you know. And then you play something like this, an arena tour where there's 15,000 to 20,000 a night, and it's just a completely different experience and a powerful in a whole different way, you know.
Yeah.
You don't see each other's faces necessarily, but the connectivity is still there, and it's just it's pretty electric for sure.
Now, when do you guys find time to write new material? Do you find yourself doing that like on the road when you're doing dates?
Yeah, you know, I do a lot of that. I have a portable writing rig that I do a lot of writing when we're on the road. And then we have home studios as well. We get a lot done when we're home. And basically kind of the for the next year sort of thing, we'll be on and off the road. Just I'll be working on a bunch of new music, and then we'll decide when to hit the studio again. But yeah, there's lots of fun stuff going on. We have our eyes set on a new live DVD right now, an album.
Oh, great.
And a few other fun projects in the works as well.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to to get that dialed in here on Winter Jam if we can.
Trevor joined us with Thousand Foot Crutch. So Winter Jam ongoing, and you were saying you get a chance to hang with the other bands. You know, when I've talked to Crowder and Britt Nicole and some of the other performers on, they say the same thing, that that's one of the coolest parts of it for a band is getting to hang with all the other performers.
Yeah, it's great. You know, that there's really this, you know, this is a, our heart has never been competitive in this, you know, but it's so fun to be on a tour, man, where everybody just shares that heart, and there's no, we're out here cheering each other on and just enjoying connecting with people and sharing stories. And, you know, a bunch of us have toured together in the past and a bunch of us haven't. And so, yeah, it's such a cool family community vibe. And they have Jam Church out here, which is part of the actual tour, which I've always loved and respected about this tour. So there's a full blown tour pastor, and just, so we all get to kind of just live some life together in worship and in teaching as well on Sunday mornings before the shows. And so it's really cool, man. It's this is one of those tours that, as grueling as it is date wise and the commitment, you know, for everybody's families per se, it's you leave here just filled up, not depleted. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's very cool.
Tell me a little bit about the single "Running with Giants" and how that came about.
Yeah, brother. That "Running with Giants" is the song that kicks off our new record, Exhale, and that was intentional. It just kind of comes out the gate swinging, and to me, you know, this song is about just walking life with the Holy Spirit, man, and just knowing that our God is the strength in our weakness, you know, and that's kind of what this song is all about, man. It's a battle song.
And do you have a favorite song, Trevor, to play live each night up there?
It kind of always changing, you know. That's something that seems to change per record and per set list. And I mean, right now I would say probably my favorite song to play live at this moment would be a song off our new record called "A Different Kind of Dynamite."
Are we going to catch that at Winter Jam this Saturday?
Yeah, baby. Can't wait, man. Columbus, let's go.
That is Winter Jam again. It is coming to the Schottenstein Center this Saturday night, joining Thousand Foot Crutch. Also on the bill will be Crowder, along with Britt Nicole, 10th Avenue North, Sadie Robertson from Duck Dynasty, Andy Mineo, Colton Dixon, of course, host band New Song, speaker Tony Nolan, OBB, Sarah Reeves, Stephen Malcolm. Quite a lineup. Get there so you don't miss any of it. Doors open at 5, and the show starts at 6. We've been speaking with Trevor, Thousand Foot Crutch. Been blessed with your music for years, and thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, Mike, thanks for what you do, man. We really appreciate your support. Thank you very much for having me.